let's begin by reciting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, and it's on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. Page 34. Jayata Mune Mune Maha Munai Soha Jayata Mune Mune Maha Jayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha, also on the same page, 34. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha, Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha. Now the four measurables, three times in your own language. It's on, also on page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chen Rasik, the Buddha of Great Compassion. And this is on page 37 in the Gold Prayer Book. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chen Rasik, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. of the Green Tower mantra and verse of praise, also on page 37. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om tare tu re soha. 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 Now, the Refuge and Bodhicitta Prayer is on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book.
Sanje chala soje chala la chanchu pato dani yama Nage sheshe jebe selam je ando la penje sanje ando vara sho Sanje chala soje chala la chanchu pato dani yama Nage sheshe jebe selam je ando la penje sanje ando vara sho Sanje chada soje chada la chanjo bhadu dhane jama Dage chishi jive sada Dola peje sanje andro mara Chana alame mida miya ji om bada jaje la so chuchu chuma chava chepan Sanje asunrava rabdo shishi devin yuyo ma deba shishi tame chuchu jinde de shishi Good morning. All the people at the center, so did not come because having like some kind of cold. I don't want to give it to you as a gift. So then I stay home. Good morning, Venerable Hamala. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Kerry. Good morning, Patricia Patagonia. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Panditji, Pati. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Hen. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, CJ and John. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Jovena. Good morning, William. Good morning, David. Good morning, Marcelo, Fernanda, Patagonia. Good morning, Naga. What is the meaning of your name, Naga?
It means cobra.
Oh, cobra.
It means full name is Nagarani, that means Queen of Cobra.
Okay. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Susan, Domasi. Anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Any question, Linda?
Yes, there is. There's a follow-up question. So the follow-up question is, going back to reality, appearance, and perception, our perceptions can be wrong, like when we are thinking the rope is a snake. speaking of snakes, how can we become more aware of when our perceptions are not aligned with the reality, but are colored by our delusions?
Yeah, delusion is a complicated thing. Delusion is a complicated one. Subtle, very subtle, gross, subtle, very subtle. Here, now the question is, reality, according to Buddhism, especially according to Nagarjuna view or Pasankika systems, so reality is much profound than the reality that we talk about. Reality, true truth, conventional truth, and ultimate truth. Ultimate truth refers to shunyata, true nature of all the existence. True nature of all the existence. So that aligns with the reality. Aligns with the reality.
Yes, it says when our perceptions are not aligned with reality, but are colored by our delusions.
Aligned means content.
Aligned with reality, but
that means that means contact with the reality.
I guess so.
Okay, contact with the reality, or corresponding with the reality. Corresponding with the reality. So that kind of question itself is very profound. Corresponding with the reality, are we talking about the reality in terms of the true truth? So that, is go much more deeper. So then we are talking about how to align our perception with the reality, means how do things exist, how they exist. It very much depends on that, how do things exist. Then the person, whoever's asking the questions, seeing, now what is the downside? What is the downside of not, corresponding with reality? What is the downside? An example that person also mentioned, which is also mentioned, very much mentioned in the text. Colorful rope, coil like snake outside of the, not that it has to be outside the house, but anywhere, conditions, not much light, and the colorful rope is already coiled like snake, and when you're corresponding with that colorful rope, that's the fact. That's the fact. I'm not sure if we call reality or that's the fact. So reality gets a little bit tricky. So when you think about truth, especially, particularly when you think about ultimate reality, it gets a little bit complicated. So better to call that's the fact. Or you could say reality, that's the fact. So there are many due to the circumstance, color, not just like some rope is colorful rope, not having much light, and maybe already have some kind of like concern about the snake, if there might be some snake. So then you, when you, what you see snake. So now seeing the colorful rope, which is like coiled like snake, seeing there's a snake, what's the downside? Or maybe there'll be anxiety, maybe there'll be fear, or maybe stress. There's the downside. So then your brain is wired to see that colorful rope is a snake. So that's what you see. So now, that's like the mode of appearances. The colorful rope, for you it appears as a snake. The fact is the colorful rope, nothing more, nothing less. For you, it appears as a snake. For your six senses, it appears as a snake. So then you believe the snake. So now only way to overcome from the downside of that, like fear, anxiety, is to find the fact. Find the fact. So that requires analysis. Whatever, like maybe more lights, or maybe a piece of stick to put it there, move around, whatever you need to do, you have to do, whatever the, you have to do to find the fact. You're using more lights or calling people or calling experts. You know that in this country you have a lot of, every single thing you have experts. You can call, like animal shelter, there's many things. Some poor country, in some remote area, there's nobody to call. You're on your own. Yeah, you can just call the phone. So find out the fact. What are you trying to do? You are trying to find out the fact. That's all what you're trying to do. You're trying to figure it out, whether it's a snake or not. Why? Because you are afraid. You are worried. Related to yourself, maybe related to your family member, or, you know, you are worried. So that's why you find out. Because ultimately you are seeking the freedom from that emotional, unsettling emotions. That's what you're trying to do. So then once you find out with a piece of stick, when you move around, it's not moving, so you know there's no snake. So all this emotional thing is over. Because that's part of the fact. So there's a downside, not able to corresponding with the reality. So now, here, the questions about reality. So that colorful snake is used as an example to how important it is to find us, finding a reality or ultimate truth in order to overcome from all this delusional thought. According to Nagarjuna's teaching, Prasangika systems, everything begins with notion of self. Is that true? Everything begins with me, I. Everything else is related to that, directly or indirectly related to that, because, you know, Chandrakirti said very clearly into entering into the middle way, Madhyaminga Avatara text composed by Acharya Chandrakirti. Pambo ngashe dala shenjuji. Pambo means very beginning. Nga means you, very beginning, all of us become, associate ourselves with I. Experience I, not just that, then become holding on that very tightly. So now it's time to analyze very object, that self, that you are holding so tightly. So now it's time to understand how you define that self, how you define. You can't just go along with that, because that is everything, all the complications, then of course pleasure here, there, temporary pleasure, many of them, many, many, many kinds of temporary pleasures generated by eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, many, many temporary pleasure generated by six senses is very much related to the notion of self. So that's why I'm saying things get a little bit complicated. So now the question arises, is that so important to really try to understand the very object that I hold so tightly? Is it very important for me to figure it out, what I'm holding on? According to Master Nagarjuna, Chandrakriti, all of that, they say it's very critical, it's very important in order to liberate ourselves from this, is they consider this holding so tightly on self, basically on self, is that itself become like a iron cage that you basically trap there. So now it's time to open that cage and probably liberate, or like that. Danzu Chajitang Buzu Sus Mental, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, three principal aspects of the path of enlightenment. In that text, Lama Tsongkhapa says, Danzu Chajitang Buzu Sus means we are trapped in that iron cage. Does that mean itself the pain? It's not necessarily pain, it is complications. The complications, it's not necessarily pain. It not necessarily means physical pain or mental pain. It just means that things get complicated. Not just today, so till we liberate it, things will be complicated. Either you accept that fact, or you can't deny it will happen. It happens, you know. It happens again and again. It doesn't happen like consistently, but it happens over and over. So if you are very tired of that, so now it's time to focus on that very object that you are holding so tightly. And why Nagarjuna, Master Chandrakriti, why they are saying that is like that iron cage that we are trapped. So we have to figure out what that really means. What do you mean like iron cage? So that's like the concept, notion of self that we all experience. Not just that we are holding so tightly. So it's very critical to find out the very object that we are holding so tightly. It's very important to you to find out in order to break that iron cage. So there's according to Nagarjuna, Mahasaya Chandrakriti, Nagarjuna, according to their, I say, research, or their like, conclusions to thorough analyzing, who knows, maybe decade and decade and decade. So what they found is quite critical to identify that cell. Maybe the self is like a colorful rope. Maybe it's just a colorful rope. It's not a snake. Maybe we are seeing it as a snake. Maybe it's now time to find out whether there's really a snake or not. Because all kinds of emotions rising in daily basis, all kinds of, you know, emotions rising. So that's what's important to find out. So now how to do that? Well, there are many guided meditations that you can learn, and you can, you know, do the guided meditations based on reviewing them, analyzing them. Then once you try to analyze, when you reach to the point, then concentrate. There are many meditations you can do. Okay? So So according to Sutra of King of Samadhi, that's what it's called, Tengenzo Jabido, Sutra of King of Samadhi, there's many, many statement after statement and how to, how to say, break that iron cage and how to understand that's not snake, it's just simply colorful rope coiling like snake, it's not snake. It does look like snake. It looks like snake, it's not snake. So now there's many, many statements from King of Samadhi, Sutra of King of Samadhi, that's what it's called. Juma Chava Tagi is the first one, illusionist. No, illusionist creates something out of piece of stone, piece of wood, create something. No? What they create a beautiful object, flower, bird, rabbit, horse, elephant, they create. Illusionist, very good one, very good illusionist, they created this beautiful object out of just something like, you know, out of something. They created beautiful object. Dimachava Tage Sudut, Tata Lambo Shinda Naso Ches. Whatever you see, beautiful lotus, rose, mountain, or maybe flower, or rabbit, bird, whatever you see, it's not there. It's not there. It's just created by illusionists. That's illusion. What you see is illusion. Whatever you see is not there. Is illusions. Likewise, everything else, like that, that's what the text says. Much of a target sudo the tada lambo shinano telachidana kind, there's nothing like you see. There's nothing like you see. Likewise, everything else you see. The first statement. That's the first one. That goes on. If you don't mind, I will explain. You mind? Second statement. Chidara permission in Malamnas. In the dream of the young woman, in the dream of a young woman, the young woman is dreaming of having a child. She has a permission to marry a provodjunshi. Just dreaming that having a child generates pleasures. But again, seeing losing their child in the dreams create pain. She has a permission to men on a provision. She was junior gashes, happy that you are having a child, and like sad you lose that child. Then the last step is the same thing. Everything's like that. 1 minute happy, next minute sad. So what is indicating? It's indicating that like we are not really corresponding with the realities most of the time. Unfortunately, the object that we corresponding is like illusions. It's like dream. It's like having a dream, having a child, as a young woman having a child, happy and losing their child and sad. It's like that. Okay. That's how you, this kind of like, when you review, it's kind of like review meditations. And of course, same time, you need to think. Otherwise, just mumbling the word and doesn't much benefit. Chidatsumuchi in Dawapa, in the night, seeing the reflection of the moon in the water. But that water has to be clean, or still or clean. Otherwise, you are not going to see the clear reflection of the moon. Chidatsumuchi in Dawapa, Tanjinyokwamiri, Shunana, where we see the clear reflection of the moon in the clear, still water. That's where we see the reflection of the moon. Does that look like moon? Yes. Is that moon? No. It does look like moon, but it's not moon. Likewise, everything else, it looks like, but in the ultimate reality, it's not. It's not. This body looks like Gishigele. Ultimate, according to ultimate reality, this is not Gishigele. Like that? Oh. Third stanza. Chidatsumuchi yodawada tashi nyoba mirishunana. Chidia tomba. That is reflection of moon. It's not moon. But we see it's like moon. It's not moon. Like was everything else like that. So the third stanza. But the fourth one, she does so good in the Machidinas, in the middle of the summertime in the desert. Middle of the summertime in the desert, from the distance, what you see, mirage. Does it look like water? Yes. Why you see it like water? Due to all the causes and conditions. Sunlight, sand, they create mirage. Do people kind of hallucinated by that seeing the water? Yes, not just animal, human too. Go, put a lot of effort, go there, believing there's water, but actually there's no water. What you see is the water. What it is? It is mirage. What you see is the water. What you see is something absolute solid. That's not what it is. That's what you see. That's not how in reality. That's how things exist. That's what you see. You know, likewise, seeing from the distance in the middle of the summer, seeing mirage of the water. That's what you see, and that's what you believe. But that's not water, that's called mirage. That was everything like that. So now, then the second stanza. Person who's very thirsty, walking, the person who's walking is very thirsty. From the distance, that person sees mirages of water, maybe probably for them go there, but there's no water, there's mirage. So likewise, everything is like that. You are very thirsty. Yeah, you are very thirsty. What are you looking for? Water. What are you looking at is mirage. And believing there's water. That's not water. And not realizing the very things that you're looking, that's not knowing there's a mirage. And what you're seeing, there's a water, not just seeing, they're believing. So then, of course, you go there. Why? You are thirsty. That's where you go. That's what you're looking for. Like that. There's no water. There's no water. It's mirage. Simple as mirage. There's no water. But the person who is very thirsty want to drink. You can't drink. It's not water. Person wants to drink, but it's not water. But what you see is the water, what you believe is the water, but you can't drink. You can't blame that person because that person is thirsty. That person is looking for water. So that person didn't realize that you cannot drink mirage. No. Oh. The person wants to drink that. That's not water. You cannot drink. That's not water. You cannot drink. Likewise, everything like that, everything. So that's how that, you know, helps. There's like guided meditations that helps you to, as a correspond with ultimate realities. That's you. This is the kind of training that you go through, or meditation you go through. Oh. So the last stanza is hard to translate, you know. Because the chushin of the dumbulas. Chushin means like maybe banana tree, I'm not sure. Maybe the banana trees. So maybe you have more knowledge. Does banana tree produce banana only one time, or how many times is produced banana throughout the year? It just produced one time? Once a year? Certain fruit, they only produce fruit one time, so then next year we produce another one. Does anybody have any idea of how many times a banana tree produce banana?
I think here in the United States it's probably only one time, once a year.
How is that in India?
Banana trees here, it's usually, you know, in the summertime, and then the plant dies off.
I think the same thing. Banana only produces banana once a year. It should not change based on the place, I think.
Does anyone know? We don't know.
This kind of... So, if that tree produces banana only once a year, whenever the which month, I have no idea. So, like... So, they're looking for banana to go into that trees after that tree only produces the banana. So, you can look that tree inside out. You are not going to find the banana. And then... That is not inside the tree, not outside the tree. You are not going to find the banana. What are you looking for? Looking for banana and going to the tree in the wrong time. The tree is already produced. So this is the kind of training that allows you to kind of encounter ultimate reality or corresponding allows you to correspond with the ultimate realities. So now that's more like external things that you're analyzing. How's the self? So then there's also another guided meditation. According to Shantideva, probably you read chapter number 9, which is all talks about wisdoms. When you read that chapter, the Shantideva states that very clearly. So the process is Dhamma. So now you are starting to analyze the notion of self. That you self that you holding so tightly, now you start to analyze, and first you go to your physical existence, sotam, chit. How you do? Am I my chit? You need to answer. Am I my chit? What's your answer? Sotam. Am I my hair? Am I my nail? You go through each one of them. See what happens. What are you trying to do? you are trying to figure out the very object that you hold so tightly called self. That's what you're trying to do. That's what you are trying to figure it out. What is self? Why should I bother to analyze self? Everything begins from there. Everything begins. This is not about religion. That's the fact. That you could be atheist, you could be not believing anything, but you experience self. You say I all the time. Regardless, you are Buddhist, not Buddhist, Tibetan, American, believer, not believer, atheist, we all say I. You don't have to be a religious person in order to say I. We all say I. I'm happy, I'm not happy, no, I'm like, nobody take me very seriously, nobody respect me, nobody blah, 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 that goes on and on and on. It's been going on and on like that. Since the beginning of time, it's still going on. So therefore, so it's very important to analyze, to have a clear picture of what it means like self. So therefore, now you are trying to, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? Oh, I very much like to understand the very object I hold so tightly. I want to find it out. What is it? That I'm so holding so tightly on. Now I used to think it's my body. So now go through. What's your answer? Am I my teeth? Am I my hair? Am I my nail? What do you say? So the one that's causing so much complications. If you believe that you are teeth, it's very simple. You just take it out. It's gone now. The source of complications is gone. If you think it's hair, the much even easier. You just shape like Gizigele, it's gone. So then, so that I'm just not making this up. Master Shanti Deva says in the guide text called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 9. You read, is there. It's there. Oh, so just simply learn and try to, exactly like you, try to figure it out, and very much like to have, I say, very much like to correspond with ultimate realities. That's what I wish. Why? Because I experience so much complication in this life. Then according to Buddhist text, it says it's not just this life. Since from the beginning of this time, I very much like to figure that out. Why? Because I don't want to go that again and again. I don't want to go into that cycle again and again. If there's a way out, I want to figure it out and I want to see the way out. So that's why study our texts and then mumble the word and sometimes think about what I'm going to find out. When I ask, am I my hair? My answer is no. It's very clear. I'm not my hair. I'm not my teeth. I'm not my nail. So that doesn't damai. Am I my bone? No. Am I my blood? No. Each answer is no. So that kind of minimize now, there's not much physically to analyze because I've gone through all of them and my answer is no. So that I said, Dhammai, what time is? Not me. Am I my snot? No. Let me figure my mind. So that I said, Dhammai, what time is? Not me figure my mind. Let me figure my mind. You said, water inside my body. Am I? No. Sweat when I exercise. Is that me? No. So now all of this, no. Answer is no. You don't have to be a religious person. You just need to be practical. That's all. You just need to be practical, that's all. We are just trying to be practical. Why we are trying to find out that self? Everything causes by that. Everything causes by that. There's nothing to do with religion. That's the fact. So, am I fat inside my body? No. Am I marrow inside my body? Bone? Marrow? No. Am I my liver? Am I my lung? Shantideva was very thorough. Why? It's very much needed. In order you to figure it out, what you're holding so tightly on, in order to be liberated, that's all. In order to be liberated from that iron cage, that's all. Lochin, now you are going inside lung, liver, all of them. All the other things inside the body, you went through one by one, but I don't know, but you have a little bit advantage because you know all of them in English, so you can go through all of them, go to one of them, and what do you find? Then the final, am I my pee? So then now, there's the one left coming out of the body, am I my pee? Am I my poop? So now, what is left? Finish, there's nothing to analyze. What's your conclusion? Did you find self? No. Do you feel? Yes. So now, only thing that's left is thought, mind, consciousness. That's the only thing left. So now your analysis went to a little bit subtle. You are not analyzing something that has shape, color, you can see. No, now that you are analyzing something that doesn't have shape, doesn't have color. Now you are wondering, am I my idea? Am I my thought? What's your answer? Also, then there may be something left. Heat. Air. Space. These are left. Am I heat of my body? Am I oxygen that I breathe? Am I space inside my body? You went through them. Now there's nothing left. Physically, there's nothing left to analyze. No? So now only thing that's left is thought and idea, your perception, conception. That's all left. Now you analyze. Now you are going to, in a little bit subtle way, the deeper level. So now, what's your answer? Am I my idea? If the answer is yes, nobody can see you. Is that you believe? Nobody can see me? If you are your idea, people cannot see you. People cannot see, people cannot treat you. You can't go to hospital because they can't treat you because you are just simply your idea. Nobody can see. Is that what you believe? Counter-argument is very much needed in order to figure that out. Counter-argument is very much needed. Am I my thought? Yes, then you are saying nobody can see you. Is that true? That's probably not true. Now you kind of figure it out. Are you 100% convinced? That's hard. That's not easy. Are you 100% convinced? All the physical part that you went through, are you 100% convinced? That's not you. Are you 100% convinced? That's the main questions. Are you 100% convinced that you are not your idea, you are not your thought, and you are not your consciousness? Are you 100% convinced. So now what you see, you don't find anything. Does that mean that you don't exist? No, you do exist because you are the one who's analyzing. You can't say you don't exist because you are the one who's doing analytical meditations. So now what do you find? Probably nothing. What I should do? Pause. Pause. Nothing to do. Pause. Maybe that's the way to, I say, maybe that's the best method or best way to connect ourselves with ultimate realities. Maybe that's the stage you go through. Mm. What are you experiencing now? What are you experiencing going through all of them? What are you experiencing? I am experiencing self. Very true. Experience self. How are you experiencing now? What is it? What is it? Is it merely level on this aggregate? That's what is it? What is it? What is it? It's merely level. What you see, what other people see, is just level on that. What other people see? You as a Gishikele, you as a Cliffs, you as a like Linda, you as like what other people see, that you just merely label there, you call, it's Gishikele. Merely label. Just the word has to have weight. Merely label. But the mere exclude is not something that exists from physical body, it's just level. It's just call. Just call. The moment you are born, are you Gishikele? No. Are you Linda? The moment you're born? No. Are you human being? Yes. How you become Linda? How you become Mary? Or somebody called? Somebody called Mr. Mary, then I become Mary. Somebody level. Based on what? Based on my physical appearances, somebody level. Am I experiencing mere Gishikele? No, probably not. What I'm experiencing absolute Gishikele. Absolute Gishikele. That's what I'm experiencing most of the time. I do get tiny test of mere Gishikele when I go through this analytical meditation, then I get glimpse of mere Gishikele. Generally speaking, my idea of Gishikele is something very absolute, or has title, has, you know, stories, all kinds of things. It's not that easy. So it's kind of complicated. So that's why the question is very profound. Like alliance with ultimate reality. That's the first question. Why is it important? That's very important. Why is it important to figure it out myself? Why is it important? Everything begin. Everything. Of course, pleasure here, there, not just one, two, many, probably. At the same time, many complications. That's why it's important to figure it out. Why everything that's beginning from there is very important to find out the source. Source. Oh. So like when you buy a food, you look at the label. What is the ingredients there? Where it's come from? You check. Why? Because of your well-being. That's exactly why we meditate on Shunyata. Because of my well-being. That's all. It's not like supporting Katapa Center or supporting Buddhism. No, no. It's about my well-being. My ultimate well-being. It's for my liberations. It's more for my freedoms from samsara. Okay. So that is nothing much to say now. That's all I can say. So that's the meditations. So then what is the result? What's the result when you come out of that meditation and that analytical meditations? Your perception of things change. Before everything looked so serious. Now, you are seeing, it's like, almost like seeing is like illusions. It's not, you are not seeing it as something very absolute, inherent. You are seeing is more like, you are seeing in the same time you are thinking, and that's how the, it's called like pause meditation sessions. The result after the meditations, everything that appears, you don't take them as they appear. You don't take them right away. You don't take them right away as they appear. What you do, you analyze them. Not just analyze, you totally analyzing whatever shape, color, analyze. Sound, analyze. Smell, analyze. Taste, tactile, everything that appears that you analyze. The goal is to find the ultimate reality. That's the goal. Even in the post-meditation session, you're still trying to find the ultimate realities, the two natures. Temporarily, what you're trying to do, you're trying to prevent yourself projecting more than there should be. Maybe there's a one person, 99 you project, so that projections obscure you to see the one person, 1%, 1%, because there you are. So what you see is 100%. What is there is 1%. Why is that? Not analyzing them, not doing the total analysis. Then you project. Then you, the moment you project, you are hallucinated. You are hallucinated. Once you hallucinated, what you see? You see hallucinations. You see hallucinations. Hallucination is not the realities. Everybody knows. The moment you start to project, what are you going to end up seeing? Hallucinations. The moment you project, you are hallucinated. What are you going to see? Hallucinations. You are not going to see the realities. Therefore, temporarily you are trying to prevent yourself projecting. Well, not just evil, it's very evil. It's like unbelievable evil. Maybe it's not unbelievable evil. Oh, so good, one of the best in the world, and there's nothing like that in the whole world. Maybe a little bit exaggerated. Maybe. So I need to be in the middle way. You can't go like this and this. I'm always balanced, better. Maybe better opportunity to see the reality. If you go like this, oh, so bad, you know, like unbelievable, like there's no word to express. There's no word to explain. That's like how bad it is. There's no word to explain. Maybe exaggerations. So what are you trying to do? Temporarily trying to prevent yourself projecting. Why is it so important to prevent projecting? The moment you project, you hallucinate it. The moment you project, you hallucinate it. What are you going to see? Hallucinations. That's commonly known. The moment you see hallucinations, that's very commonly known that you are not seeing the reality. What you see is hallucinations. And you are hallucinated by your projections. Not by somebody else. You could blame your neighbors, your friends, your family. You can blame, but you yourself hallucinated. And that's the result that you're going to see the hallucination. You're not going to see reality. Okay? So that's why result of this analytical meditation, when you come out, you analyze. Good sound you hear, analyzing. The harsh word you are hearing, analyzing. Everything you're analyzing. What's the benefit? You are protecting yourself. That's all. You're protecting yourself. That's all. You're protecting your peace of mind. You're protecting from more complications. That's all you're doing. Once you learn how you protect yourself, you are indirectly protecting other person because you are not reacting. You are not reacting. So there's like then one hand, you can hear sound. One hand cannot make sound. It is just moving all the time. You are not participating. You are concentrated. You are being fully aware of what's happening. You are not participating. You don't hear sound. Do you hear sound? The moment you raise another hand, it will hit. It will hit. Only way it hits because you raise your hand, because other hand is going like this all the time, it will hit. Because you are not raising your hand because you are analyzing where there's a word, because you don't like to hear the sound. That's why you are not raising your hand, because you know the moment you raise your hand, you are going to hear the sound that you don't like to hear at all. That's why you are trying to protect yourself, analyzing that, okay? So that's why ultimate truth, access to the ultimate truth, do so many good for your liberations. Sorry, so much has been said, maybe now you are bored, so maybe time to stop. So, let's go. So now today, yeah, so take a few minute break, so then we do medicine Buddha Ninja practice. So take a few minute break, okay, we'll do short medicine Buddha meditations. Take a few minute break. If you need 5 minutes, take 5 minutes. So we'll do short one, not long one, short one. Okay. Yeah, then take a short break, maybe 5 minutes.
So we'll meet back at 11:37, according to my clock.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be precise, but you know, like something like that. Yeah, so then Venerable Lamala do the short dedication, maybe some people will leave. Yeah.
So we'll start with a dedication verse from Master Shantideva. It's on page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I germain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, first for His Holiness, it's on page 244 in the Gold Prayer Book. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The long life prayer for Sarah J. Kenshin Rinpoche Jetsun Lhasam Dalok. On page 245, one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void, Lama ornament of the Yohat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. The long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche on page 244, You uphold the subduer's moral ways, who serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manchanastic Taurus doctrine. Masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, see for myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And seven Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpa Song, happy, happy lives. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Let's take a break, 5 minutes. Take a break. Oh, lots of matters today.
No, Kishla, check today.
Good to see you. Long time no see.
Good to see you. Sometimes I'm listening, but today.
Okay, very good.
Kishla, Kachin, say Kachin, Kishla.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Take a break. Oh, Fernanda. ¿Cómo está? Fernanda, ¿cómo está? Good. Marcelo, you look good. CJ, how are you?
Yes, Geshe-la, we're all ready. Thank you.
Please sit comfortably. Physically, mentally, sit comfortably. Physically, whatever, however you feel comfortable, you sit like that, okay, physically. Samula, we are going to recite the longer mantra, not short one, longer one. Okay. Then please visualize on your crown chakra, top of your crown chakra, or top of your crown, so maybe you don't see the chakra, but in top of your crown, visualize medicine Buddha, form of light. Combination of all the seven medicine Buddha. Because eventually you visualize seven of them, but then eventually you kind of like dissolve one after another, then everything will dissolve into main medicine Buddha. So that's what I'm just going to do today, just visualize the main medicine Buddha, form of light, dark blue on your crown. Facing the same way you are facing. We did the preliminary prayer already in the beginning of the class. We don't need to do it again. It's all done. So just visualize medicine Buddha, essence of all the seven medicine Buddha, the main one, essence of color dark blue, bright, on top of your crown. Lamla said the main medicine Buddha's name published seven times. So then improve your visualization, okay? Improve your visualization like this. If you can, here in the pictures, the mantra is like many medicine Buddha is surrounded by mantra, but actually that mantra should be in the center of the heart, central heart of the medicine Buddha. Not outside of the medicine Buddha, but central heart of the medicine Buddha. Mantra should be central heart of the medicine Buddha, not outside of the medicine Buddha. But most important thing, if you can visualize the mantra, just visualize the medicine Buddha itself, form of light, bright, dark blue. So then we will say the many medicine Buddha's name 7 times according exactly like the teachings or meditations 7 times. Then while we are saying this name 7 times, improve your visualization, means make it clear as possible. So the Lamala will say the mantra, so then you can just listen or you say together, okay?
To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings.
Now, my friend, time to expand the visualizations on the crown, your crown and your friend, your pet, loved one, close one. They are struggling. Physically and mentally struggling, visualize the medicine Buddha on their crown. While we are reciting the mantra, nectar flows like laser beam. All the sicknesses, physical sicknesses, mental difficulties comes out through your body. Every single pore comes out, every single pore of your body, every single comes out of your body. Or you can visualize the nectar flows like snow flowing on the hard surface of the rock. The moment it lands, it melts. The moment it falls, it melts like that. Nectar flows from medicine Buddha, so then kind of dissolve. Feel your body, all the physical difficulties, mental difficulties, obstacles, negativities completely comes out of every single pore of your body, comes out, then completely disappears. Okay. Please hold that visualization. So then I'm going to recite the medicine Buddha mantra, longer one. First, 21.
So this is a long mantra?
Yeah, what's one?
Here, let's see. Om namo bhagavate pekanse guru vidira sabadaya tatagataya arate samyaksam buddhaya teyata om pekanse pekanse maha pekanse pekanse rasa samugate suha om namo bhagavate pekanse guru vidira Chabaratya Tathakataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Rata Samugata Suha Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanse Guru Bejira Chabaratya Tathakataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Pekanse Maha Bekanse Pekanse Raja Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha
Bekanse Rata
Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha
Bekanse
Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha
Bekanse
Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse
Guru Bejira
Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha
Bekanse
Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse
Guru
Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya
Arhate
Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse
Rata
Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Pekanse Guru Bejira Chabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Om namo bhagavate
guru
devaya tatakataya
arahata
buddhaya jayata om bekande bekande mahabekande
bekande
arahata samagate soha om namo bhagavate
guru
devaya chavarasaya tatakataya
arahata
buddhaya Jayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Mahabekanze
Bekanze
Radha Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate
Bekanze
Bekanze Tabarataya Tatagataya
Arhatsam
Buddhaya Jayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Mahabekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha
So now please visualize that very medicine Buddha form of light that you have been visualizing on your crown dissolve as a form of dark bright blue light through your central channels and remain in your heart chakra. To you, heal, completely heal. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one ill quickly be free from their element, whatever disease there are in the world, may they never occur again. May all beings everywhere plagued by suffering of body and mind obtain ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. May all beings everywhere plagued by suffering of body and mind obtain ocean of happiness joy by virtue of our merit. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of body and mind, obtain the ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much. You all have wonderful weekend. And from now on, whenever you take supplement medications, you recite the short mantra a few times. So then blow, so then take, you know, it kind of increase the healing energy into the medication, okay? So there's something that I do, so I wish you do the same thing. For your benefit, to live long, to do good things. Good things, okay? Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, then see you next Sunday. Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
Lamla.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Shula.